Faces, Heels, and Tweeners. Sunday night's main event proudly brings to you the East Coast podcasting champions of the world, Brad the Dad and Greg Father Feltham, your Smack Daddies.
Booyah.
On record. Okay, good.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for Sunday night's main event. As Miss Big Voice introduced us, I am Brad the Dad. And as always, running shotgun with me is the one, the only, the living legend, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son. I don't know where that came from, but here we are.
Well, Burkhead's chirping on the board.
Is he? Burkhead's on mute. I never even see that stuff.
We also had Sal Greco. I think we might have to be like the WWE tag teams. When we finally decide to defend these East Coast podcasting tag team championships, we might end up in a three-way, a four-way, a five-way.
We'll see. I'm more than willing to do a match, but it's got to be under the right terms, Brad.
Well, yeah, and I want exactly 6,324 green
M&Ms. Okay. That's very specific.
And Burkhead's going to count them out for me in front of me.
Okay. That's very, it's a very specific demand.
Well, I mean, you know why it's that demand?
Why?
Because I don't think Burkhead can count over 5,000, so.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. All right.
We come from the Canadian education system. I don't know if Greg, if they can count that high.
I smile and nod.
I am making a heel turn tonight, Greg.
It sounds that way.
All right, let's start with some stories. What's going on, Greg? Have you kicked that cold? Have you?
I haven't even told you. Wait. Oh my goodness, Brad! I'm sorry.
Did you lay the smackdown on your sinus infection?
So here's the funny thing. Yours truly ended up with his regularly scheduled dentist appointment this week. And as you are well aware, Brad, this is my second sinus infection I've had since Christmas. I'm sitting in my dentist chair and I hear a bit of a ew from my dental hygienist. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, are you having any problems? I'm like, not really. She's like, are you sure? Anything happened in the last little while? I'm like, no, I don't think so. I'm like, I was like, I think twice since like Christmas, I've had what felt like a little pimple inside my mouth. And I was like, I just assumed like, you know, it was a piece of burnt cheese, like really hot cheese or something that, you know, kind of burnt the roof of my mouth or the side of my mouth, right? She's like, yeah, no, it's not that. I'm like, why? What is it? She's like, yeah, you have an infection in your head, in your gums and pushing up. And she did an x-ray. She's like, it's pushing up into your sinus. She's like, yeah, so that pimple was actually because I have a root canal and I had a crown done, as you know, before Christmas, I went through all that stuff. I had a root canal done back in 2015. They're like, yeah, so the problem that you've been having for the last little while isn't what we thought it was. It wasn't a sinus infection. It is your mouth being infected, pushing up on your sinuses, causing your sinus to have the pressure and the infection feel. But in reality, it was an actual infection in my mouth. So we are trying a couple of different things right now in hopes that I don't have to have some major work done to clear everything up. But that's where I'm living right now.
So major work being they remove the like hunk of flesh, like what?
So it sounds like worst case scenario, they would put a hole in the crown, go in, fix the potentially if there's a root, an issue with the root in the root canal, and then fix it all up with a specialist and then plug the crown.
Ooh.
So yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at potentially it being. But yeah, that was this week. So yeah, fun times had by all.
Wow. So I know what that feels like. Like that I've had the infection that comes with that. I've had a really bad one. It knocked me on my ass. Like, yeah, it was, I would, Yeah, I've had other fun, painful, broken things, and I think that is one of those ones. It's like, yep.
The last time I had this was just before I had this root canal done, and it was 2014. Mm-hmm. It was around my birthday, just before Christmas. I was actually in Atlanta. I was away for work, and I got sick on the plane on the way home. Like, I felt all this pain and pressure. So I ended up, you know, getting it looked at and whatever over the Christmas and into the new year. And then we discovered that I needed this root canal done, and I needed it done relatively urgently because I was getting ready to go to Barcelona at the end of January. So it was like and I went to Barcelona, I think it was like the 23rd or something of January that month, for this work trip. And I remember, and we looked it up this week, but it was like the 15th, 16th of January, like just before I'm leaving, they managed to squeeze me in and get an emergency root canal done before I get on the plane. So I spend the whole trip, of course, still on antibiotics and stuff, trying to clear up the infection, but at least, you know, everything was taken care of by that point. But yeah, that was, that's the last time I've had anything like this. So, and it's all the exact same tooth, like it started. Mm. Fun times had by all.
Yeah. I've had a botched root canal, which I think I've talked about. Yeah. But you know what? I will tell you, if the worst comes to worst, those implants, I would swear by one. I have up over my plan over 2 years. So the screw went in one part with a fakie, with a little thing on it, and a cap. And then the next year they put the thing in. It is. Yeah. That tooth is solid and yeah. I never know the difference. So highly, highly recommend. I mean, you know what? I think this is a good time to say, I don't think anybody told us these things, Greg. Like, people said, oh, you know, like they talk about getting older and you hit a certain age, things start falling apart. Like, nobody told me the warranty ended at 40.
Dude, my brother recently, and I think I've told you this, he's 36 years old. He just had his hip replaced at 36 years old. Like, he is now, you know, he went through the whole walker phase. He sent me a picture. I think I shared this picture with you, Brad, of looking, he's looking in the waiting room for the consult for the surgery. And everyone there is like octogenarians. Like, and then he's 36, a tradesperson. And yeah, he needs his left hip replaced. And then they did the replacement and he's in hospital because they send you home same day. He's in hospital. He's in recovery. And the doctor comes in to check on him. He's like, okay, we'll turn your foot. He's like, I can't. My foot is the way it is. And they go and look at it and realize that the hip replacement was done, but it had come out of alignment. Then they had to put him back under and go back in a second time the same day and do a second surgery on this hip. So, yeah, he's now at a point like he's last I talked to him, he was on crutches. So, I mean, that's some pretty good progress. But like he's still kind of coming back from a hip replacement at 36.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I was just going to talk about the beach getting old and having aches and pains and stuff. Like, I don't know. I still have my hair, so I'll take that. That's like the one thing. But the glasses, I'm not wearing them at this point in the day. But yeah, I didn't realize until I forgot them at home one day. And I was like, oh, crap, I can't see any long distance signs anymore.
I can't drive without glasses anymore. And again, another work trip. I came back from a work trip. This trip was to El Paso, Texas. It was another December trip, actually. I came back. And of course, it's much more south than where we are in Nova Scotia. So I came back on a Saturday or whatever. And then we did, I think, a movie or something like that with the family. And then after the movie was over, we ran to a grocery store, picked up some stuff. And of course, it's December, so it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and it's dark out. And what did I have with me? It was only my sunglasses.
Ooh.
So I'm driving home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And this is when I realized that it was like, okay, I have to take off my glasses. I'm driving and driving. And I know where I am on the road. I know where the signs are. I know the speed and stuff. And my wife's like, you can't see anything, can you? I'm like, no, not really. I can't read those signs. And she's like, okay, tell me when you can see that sign. I know you know what the sign says, but tell me when you can see it. And I'm like literally on top of the sign before I can read. Okay, that says 60. She's like, okay, yeah. So from now on, your glasses are all the time. And next time you go to the eye doctor, it's like, yeah, no, 100%. You can no longer drive legally without wearing glasses. I'm like, okay, cool. Now we're all on the same page. Got you. Thanks, doc.
Yeah, mine aren't quite that bad yet, but I noticed it. Like, it was like driving and it's like a couple hundred. It was way farther away without being able to see things. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure the next time I go, they're going to flag me for, no, glasses are now part of your license. So it's just one of those things. Aches, pains, like occasional sleepless nights, dietary issues. It's, yeah, nobody tells you that. It's like you turn 40 and no matter how good a shape you were in, you are not in the shape you were when you were 30.
No, it's like that 40th birthday, you get up the next morning and that's when your back hurts. Like, and maybe it started before that. Not saying it didn't, but damn, it always happens.
And it's like the warranty's literally off and you just don't spring back. So anyways, this is two old guys talking about what it's like to be old. I'm waiting for Randy to send us a nasty message going, hey, listen.
Oh, no. See, look, you had it set up. I was like, speaking of springing, Brad, don't forget daylight savings time. Oh. And this weekend we spring forward an hour and we go through that nonsense.
It's my least favorite one of them. I envy people in Saskatchewan, Arizona. Like, there's a lot of common sense people who have stopped doing this. And I'm like, when can we bring this to Nova Scotia? Yes. I dare not say it, but I think I might switch my political affiliations if one of the other parties said, I will end daylight savings. I'm like, I may not agree with anything else in your platform, but I vote for you.
I approve this message.
Yeah, it's stupid. And I don't know, for the hour extra sleep you get somewhere else, it's not worth the craziness of Sunday.
No, it's not worth the time or the energy. Like, it's just ridiculousness. And I'm so done with this crap.
And cheap plug, if you want to see the actual effect of this, all you have to do is check out my church's live stream this weekend. You can find it on my socials. It's linked there. So the kids are gone until like 11:30, 11:45 local time. They'll come back in for the back end. They will be nuts because they should have eaten. So their biology is that they're an hour off. So it's after their lunch and nap times.
I was going to say, I thought it was going to be more so all the extra mistakes you guys are going to make and cutting feeds and changing because you guys are going to be sleep deprived and everything else.
No, just be the kids being off. You see it among the kids way faster than you see it among the adults because they're off. They know when it's like, wait, my body's telling me this is lunchtime. Why am I not eating? And it's just, you are off for a day or so. And it's, yeah, I mean, I don't envy it. I don't envy that. Like, you think about all the guys who traveled all over to Australia for that show that we covered a couple weeks ago and how long it took them to recover.
Yeah.
Which kind of ties in. See, I didn't have anything exciting happen to me this week. No root canals, no nothing. Just kind of a boring, boring old week. Nothing exciting. I'm going to see a movie tomorrow.
Oh, what are you going to see?
Cabrini is a limited engagement. It's a story of about a Catholic saint. So my wife wants to see it. She was wanted to go see it tonight. I was like, no, damn it. I have SmackDown to watch. But she's like, it's International Women's Day. I'm like, doesn't matter. The Rock's on SmackDown tonight. I have important things to talk about.
My wife is now putting all of her eggs in the basket of the new Inside Out 2.
Ooh, that sounds good too.
Yeah, the trailer is really fun. The girl in the movie is now a teenager, so she has new teenage emotions like envy and embarrassment. So we are planning, we are eagerly excited for that and planning for that to come out in June and do a family thing. Maybe might very well do the drive-in for that movie with the dog. And yeah, so we'll see.
The other big thing for this week is March break here in Nova Scotia. So my daughter gets the air. She's already seen the Heiress Tour movie, but it's on Disney Plus. So I imagine that's going to be playing incessantly in my house. First day at St. Mary's, her university trip over is coming up this week. So her mother and her are going to do a bus ride over together for the nostalgia. And then she's going to be like, okay, I'm going to go shopping and you go to class. So all of the older kids who are in the youth group who are already university age are like, we can meet up for lunch, Maddie. It'll be so much fun. So she's excited. I'm excited. She got a prom dress last week, Greg. This is getting old stuff. This is probably why that was in my brain this week.
Excellent. That's good.
No. It's better than excellent. How much the prom dress cost?
I don't know. Did she go to that special event that they were having at the mall?
Yeah, they had the event where it was like you can get a used prom dress. My mother-in-law is a seamstress, so we were looking online at some people that were there. She's paid. Yeah. I was like, sweetie, I will buy you another dress if you find something else you want.
Yeah,
but don't turn. Like my wife's like, this looks great on you. Don't turn it down. $30, Greg.
Yeah, crazy.
I know. I have the easiest kid in the world. Like I was explaining this to my buddy today. We had fish and chips and he was like, $30. He's like, I'm not getting away with that. My kid's a princess. I made a princess. Yeah. I know I screwed it up. It's gonna. And you don't realize this, especially as a dude, like for frick's sakes, what tuxes are like a couple $100 to rent. No fuss, no muss. You wear them, you abuse them, you bring them back.
Yes. So my son will be doing a prom type thing this year as well, as he goes from junior high into a high school. We are looking at probably an Oppo suit type suit for him. I want him to go all out. He is much more of a reserved kind of kid now, which really kind of saddens me because he would often wear Mario suits to various hockey things. And yeah, I mean, there's so much good stuff at Oppo suits. So I think what we may very well do myself and my darling wife is order something and take a drive down to the States, have it delivered to a hotel and then kind of bring it back because shipping to Canada is ridiculous. And might be a good excuse to run across the border for a couple of days.
So I completely agree. And let's before we get into SmackDown, I'll leave you with this one. I made a similar agreement with my son to buy him something that I thought would be, you know, right up his alley. For those who don't know, I own a kilt. Like I got married in a kilt.
I
have a lovely kilt that I wear and I use it for special occasions. So I said to him, I was like, do you want a McKinnon kilt? Do you want some tartan? No. He said no. He wants a suit. He wants to look like everybody else. And I'm like, dear God, boy. Like, this is a lifelong investment. You could, like, you got good genetics. You don't seem to put on any weight. Like, but we'll buy it a little big. And then you can have it for the rest of your life. Also, you get to put a knife in your sock.
Okay.
Dude, it's the only formal wear where you get armed as part of the dress.
Sure, but I mean, that's the last thing I'm thinking about when I'm at a prom is, hey, I need a knife in my sock.
Somebody breaks into the prom and is there and being a dumbass, you're armed and ready for action.
Oh, I didn't know if you needed it for like the brie or something that they're going to break out partway through the night.
Actually, it's a funny thing because I usually have it with me for receptions when I go to events at church, but I leave the knife in my office somewhere because technically you're supposed to disarm yourself before you enter a sanctuary. So it was, and I learned, and by the way, I did not learn that in church school. That was a scouting thing because I had a scout leader who was a kilt wearer and he took his, I was like, why are you taking your knife out? He's like, you don't bring your knife into the sanctuary. And he like put it on in the spot as we headed into the sanctuary for the morning prayer on Sunday. I was like, that is so cool. Like you have except that his wasn't like the little one. It was like,
yeah,
I'm like showing Greg with my hands and I pull my hands way away from the screen and
I can't actually,
see them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had a Drew McIntyre style thing that it was there. Also,
so did he have a sheath in the corner of the ring post that you could put it in on the way into the door?
And did he pull it out of the end of a
queue or something? Yeah. Like,
no, wasn't quite that cool. But it was substantial. He was the guy that scout leader growing up that was like, who's the guy that's gonna like, I don't know. He like pull it out and be like, I'll start the fire. Pulls out his flint. It's flick, flick, flick. I'm like. Yeah, no, I never got to that level.
I'm assuming that's in the other sock, right?
Yeah, the flint was in the other sock.
No, I was going to say, because if you had the knife and the flint in the same sock, I mean, you could spontaneously combust, right?
Greg, this is probably was in a sporn, because let's be honest, everything goes in a sporn. Drew McIntyre doesn't have a sporn. It's the only problem I have with this kilt.
Biting the urge to make jokes here.
Yeah. Well, right. There's lots of jokes we made about this episode of SmackDown. Greg, we were coming to another sold-out SmackDown, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, episode 1,281 from Dallas, Texas tonight.
Yeah, we got some jokes. The poor Texans got a few jokes in there. You heard about the other, before we get into this, though, we got to talk about the other big combat sports news, which I'm sure the guys over at The Law are going to break down this weekend. Did you hear what we're getting on Netflix? It is basically James's birthday. It's a couple of days before.
I have heard. I have questions because I haven't looked into it. So we're getting Mike Tyson versus the other idiot, Paul.
Yep, Jake.
Sure, whatever. They're all. So am I going to pay extra for this on Netflix, or is this going to be included in my base Netflix thing?
I think this might be a base Netflix thing. I haven't looked into that either. The bigger question, Greg, is there any way that Mike Tyson loses this fight? And I mean, in the sense that I think there's a very good chance he's getting knocked out by a guy half his age, better, less than half his age. But does Mike Tyson lose anything if he gets knocked out?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think he's way richer if he gets, no matter what happens?
Probably, yeah.
As Greg
probably,
yawns.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's about as much as I feel about this. My bigger question is it gonna cost me any more money?
If it's free on Netflix, dude, I think this might be one of the most viewed things in history.
Yeah, I don't see anything. I'm reading Netflix's website here, and I'm not seeing anything extra on cost or like as an extra add-on subscription. Because honestly, we don't know what Netflix is gonna do, right? Let's be 100% honest. This is going to be a very interesting test for Netflix. This is going to outdo anything that WWE is going to throw at them, if I'm being 100% honest, when their deal comes up and all that stuff. So, and they go there in January.
And considering they've had issues with other live presentations, Love is Blind, I think, is a show that they had major issues with when they did the live finale.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking forward.
We have to test this, Greg. This is us testing let's be honest. Like, then the big test for us will come in Royal Rumble, which will be on Netflix next year. And if they're not charging extra for this, we could be like, that was my thing. I figured we were going to get charged $5. Like right now, if you have WWE Network in Canada, you're $11 or $12 above your cable subscription.
You're so paying extra.
If we're not paying extra for this Jake Paul fight, then we're definitely not paying extra for WWE, and that's craziness.
Yep. Be interesting to see. That's going to be very interesting. Yeah, it's you're absolutely right. It's a great test run before WWE is there. And I mean, doing weekly episodic stuff, because I mean, it's SmackDown in Canada, it's NXT live in Canada, it's Raw live in Canada. So yeah,
it's PLEs. I mean, they'll still have A&E things, but like I would say things like if we ever got Hidden Treasures again, our favorite show might come to Netflix, Greg, or we might get things like the Table for Three. I think all that stuff is
all that content will move. Yeah, I think so. I really think so.
So this all came in my brain, Greg, because besides this like weird sports presentation, and they did a great job. I will give them credit tonight. I really enjoy watching people arrive at the arena and the way they're doing it. Like The Rock in his truck, The Roman with his entourage,
Okay. Stop right there. The Rock in his truck. Like, where did he get this? Like, did 1980 call and Rock was like, oh shit, let me go and steal one of their pickups? Like, I think OJ's Bronco was newer than what this truck was from the OJ drive across California.
No, that was Roddy Piper the whole time.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And Goldust was just beyond the shot in his gold vehicle. Dude, I like the presentation. I'm just, The Rock looks like he's having a midlife crisis.
So honest to God, when The Rock came out towards the end of the show, that half second, I was like, oh, what's LA Knight doing out here?
Yeah, it is awful. So in the other, the reason I thought about Jake Paul was because of Logan Paul, because Logan Paul comes out to start this show and boy, does he take a sweet ass time. And he talks about how he's making WWE cool and relevant again. Yeah, it's definitely not The Rock. It's totally Logan Paul and his stupid brother and his stupid friend.
Yeah.
So you can definitely tell that he who shall not be named does not exist in WWE again. You know why?
That's very true, but sure, why?
Because we have the craziness of having something on the canvas.
Yes. Yeah, that was an interesting story this week where TKO, was it Shapiro or whatever, came out and said, like, WWE really screwed up. They've been missing out on this opportunity for years, and maybe UFC does it too much, but we're bringing it to WWE. And here we go. Thank you to Idiot Paul Brother for giving us the episode title for tonight's SmackDown podcast, SmackDaddy's podcast. WWE is in its prime.
Yeah, because that's what Jake Paul said, Logan said. Logan said they're in their prime, and this is the prime era, and that prime will be on the canvas for WrestleMania. And because of that, KSI's here.
Yeah, who the hell is this?
So
why do I care?
He's also a freak show boxer / MMA guy. Like the Paul brothers. He's also one of their business partners and is one of the people behind Prime. So that's why he's there. You know why he was there? Because somebody needed to take a bump.
Sure, but yeah. No, this is... I don't know who the hell you are. I don't care who the hell you are. Why are you on my TV? So not the first time I'm going to say that tonight, too, by the way. That I really don't care who you are and why are you on my TV.
So let's be honest. He only came out there so not so he could drink Prime, so that Randy Orton could have somebody to RKO, because Orton's music plays.
Right.
Nobody comes out. Yep. Orton's in the ring afterwards. Logan slips away. And KSI, he did a fantastic job of standing there going, ah, crap. I'm in the ring with Randy Orton and I'm about to eat one, aren't I?
That he is.
And he did. And it's over. He ate an RKO. The best. He picked up the Prime and he was like, this is actually not bad. And then he pours it on KSI's crotch.
That was funny. Yeah. No, the Randy Orton saying, you know, this isn't that bad. I like that. That was a nice touch.
I was prepared for him to like spit it out. And then I was like, no, it's actually like, of course he's not going to say it's terrible because that's their sponsor now.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. This was a great opening segment. And this was the tip of the iceberg and hints to something coming up. But I like how all of this stuff flowed because we went right from this to Kevin Owens and A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller in a match.
Yep.
Dude, this match, the story of this match was, how long is it going to take these two WWE superstars to beat up these two mid-carders?
This went on a little too long. I mean, I was okay with this match, but yeah, it was... One of these things is not like the other, Brad.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get this, I have to do a little housekeeping on Isle Brad. So we did miss, at the very top of the show, The Rock setting up the challenge. So that officially is recap number one.
Okay.
Ooh, wrong button. And I'm not editing that out, Greg.
Okay.
And also, we're going to start a little count tonight. Because that also, did you know that kind of started something else tonight where we had a count of a few different things that they were promoting in this? And I'm going to start counting the number of times they promoted WWE 2K. Because they promoted, at the beginning of this match, they're talking about everybody's rankings. So you know what that means? This is 2K count number one.
One.
Brought back a classic.
Thank you, Count Von Count.
Yep. He's given us our crazy count. So, and there's a funny one coming up later, which I don't know if anybody noticed why we didn't get a WWE 2K promo later, but I did my crack research team already found out for me.
Okay.
Nothing happens in this match until Randy hits the Greco-Roman thumb to the eye.
I mean, it's like a move of doom, right?
So Randy punches his way out of the corner, and he's got his fists. He's doing the big fist in the corner. The crowd's counting. Kevin Owens is counting along. Everybody's having a great time. But then Owens gets tagged in. He gets beat up by the heels. That's our commercial. We come back. Owen rallies. He tags Randy. Randy's doing all of his crazy stuff. And the heels try to avoid it. But eventually, we get a pop-up RKO. So instead of a pop-up powerbomb, Kevin Owens uses the height from the pop-up powerbomb into the RKO. 1, 2, 3. And I'll do the after the match, and then we can talk a little bit about what you thought of the match, Greg. And I have a very pertinent question. So after the match, Logan Paul comes in. He attacks from behind. He gets out his brass knucks. Randy wrestles them away from him. He's good to hit him with the brass knucks, but instead he almost hits Owens. He puts on the brakes. Paul leaves with A-Town Down Under. Greg, are we getting a tag match? Are we getting a triple threat for the U.S. title? Or are we getting some sort of 3-on-2 match where Orton and Owens will team up? And if they do that against Paul and A-Town Down Under, and if they do that, could the title be on the line in this weird 5-person monstrosity?
Yes. All these things, yes. I don't know if they know yet, and that's why I don't really know what to even say.
Well, what do they do with these guys if they don't put them in some sort of either 3-way or 5-way?
I think I want to see this in a ladder match.
Ooh.
I want to see Logan Paul's belt defended in a ladder match at WrestleMania.
Wait, does that mean we're not getting the tag team ladder match? I guess there's two nights of WrestleMania. We can have a ladder match on each night.
What's the tag team ladder match? Oh, the Judgment Day one?
Yeah, Judgment Day's got to have a match with about 12 tag teams.
I heard this week. And this is my favorite idea.
Okay.
Already.
Yep.
And I'm going to credit friends of the show, our friends over at Fightful, Jimmy Van, I believe. Can't remember if it was Jimmy or Sean Ross Sapp who had this idea, but I'm pretty sure it's Jimmy. So I want to give the credit right. But the idea is that it's Miz and R-Truth taking on Judgment Day for WrestleMania. But Miz becomes injured and can't compete that night.
Oh.
So, as a fill-in for one night only, R-Truth gets to tag with his boyhood hero, John Cena.
Oh my God, now that's all I want.
That's all I want in life right now. R-Truth, John Cena against Judgment Day, winning the belts at WrestleMania and the celebration. And then the Miz will take over the next night.
Yeah, and John Cena gets a title
win at WrestleMania. Type role.
Oh my gosh. And then if they hold it for any length of time and John Cena happens to be available, he just shows up and helps win the match.
Yeah, Freebird type role.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is all I want in life now. Like, why didn't I think of this before? But when I heard it, I was like, this is all I want now. So I don't even need that to be a ladder match now. I think that this match here, the U.S. title match, makes more sense. Logan Paul on a ladder match, I think that makes more sense.
Yep. I love it. That would be so much fun. And then, yeah, this could be a ladder match. This would be a great ladder match. Yeah. And Kevin Owens, he's jump off something ridiculous because that's a WrestleMania tradition now.
Yeah, so that's the idea. So at least that's where my mind is. So that's what I want to see.
And you know what else I want? My KO Mania shirt this year.
Oh yeah, what? I don't even remember what year this is for the KO Mania shirts, but I love those.
It's 7, I think.
Is it?
We're more than 6 because we've seen them. We saw Hogan versus Warrior. Parody another year, I think. It's either 5, 6, or 7. It's in that. Greg's looking it up. Okay. The other thing
I'm getting our crack research team on this right now.
Do you know what the other thing we missed was the WWE hitting 100 million subscribers and Triple H getting a giant button.
Yes, yes.
That was important airtime.
Yeah. Okay, so last year, it wasn't really a KO-mania shirt. Well, it was, but it was the Hollywood one. It didn't have a number on it. It was the Sami Zayn, WrestleMania Goes Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, and it had the Zayn and Owens, one on the front, one on the back.
So I think that would have been five.
So this would be this would be Hogan Warrior, or
yeah. I'm just trying to. No. That was 4 years ago. Okay, let me continue to get our crack research team on this better and see what year this is.
So we get right into it was like 4.5 minutes, and we definitely need to have recap number two. Dakota Kai turned on Bayley. Who saw that one coming? Everybody.
Everyone. Except Bayley, apparently, if you listen to her interview.
Oh, yeah. She was very heartbroken. She did everything for them, and she even became a bad guy for them. Cough, cough. Do we forget about her run with Sasha Banks, which she was already a heel? Cough, cough. I guess so. So she was already a bad guy.
I'm just waiting now for her to commit to her original theme, and I know she won't, but damn, that's all I want.
So she basically built to the breakup and feels all alone. And some people think she's getting what she deserves. And some people think she deserves mercy. And that cuts to Bianca and Naomi, where they're discussing this. Naomi thinks she deserves mercy. Bianca doesn't. Greg, do you like these segments back to back?
Not really.
I did. I think this really made the case for should you like her or not like her.
Yeah, again, I want to see Bayley now in the good, the good era. I want to see Bayley as that hugger type. Like, I mean, I don't necessarily want her to go back to being the hugger, but I want to see Bayley as the happy, not downtrodden than where we are. So I'm waiting.
But I think it's good that she just didn't become a babyface, and then all of a sudden there she was walking with open arms into their locker room. Like, people aren't dumb.
They are.
Wait, they are dumb or they aren't dumb?
No, people are dumb. People are stupid. I say that all the time.
Okay. Well, then they're speaking of stupid, Bobby Lashley versus Karrion Kross.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Greg. If I say James Storm, Cowboy James Storm, do you have a visual image in your head?
Yes.
Is it just me or did Karrion Kross enter his James Storm era?
I mean, I can see the resemblance. That's not where I went with it, but okay, I could see that.
What do you think of Karrion Kross' new look?
Whatever. I mean, I'm just... This is... I feel like... I'm watching that show from when we were kids. Well, I mean, there was younger than us with Lamb Chops.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the song that never ends.
Wait, their feud?
The Daddy Lashley and his kids versus whatever we're calling Karrion Kross and... AOP, was it the Final Testament or Final Countdown or something? Like
Final Countdown?
I was going to say, do you know what? If I had set that up right, I would have had you break
it's
out
the music. Final Countdown.
Yeah.
No, Daniel Bryan's associated with that song. We cannot let Karrion Kross, who looks like he's given up on life, like he's getting a dad bod.
You're spending way too much time looking at this man instead of looking at his wife.
Yes. And I spent way too much time watching this match because this whole match was there just so that Scarlett could get involved and distract him.
Right.
Prevent him from killing Karrion Kross in the post. So we give a commercial break. And then at the end, he's going to beat him and down comes AOP.
Yep.
This match didn't
matter, and I yawn here because that's about the way I felt in this match. Like, when is AOP going to attack, and when are we going to see the Street Profits come out? Because this is going to be that kind of thing.
And when is Scarlett going to attack so that she can get slapped in the face by not Bianca, but by B-Fab.
Yeah.
Because Bianca had to be in a backstage segment. Couldn't be in this group. She's right. Got too many things going on at WrestleMania, Greg.
Yep, to talk to Naomi, who just makes me want to sing Funk is on a Roll, so...
And then somehow the Street Profits beat AOP out of the ring, but they got beat up afterwards, leaving Bobby by himself to take the sloppy F5.
Yeah.
It's like the final prayer, but boy, does it look like a shitty F5.
Yep.
So... Needless to say, this was the oh my god, what am I watching?
Yeah, this is when you really are like, all right, can I throw the towel in tonight?
Well, I mean, good news is that it picked up from here, even though this pickup starts with recap number 3. Ray Ray's back, and we see how Dragon Lee's in the back. And he gets picked on because the LWO is not here. And Legado says, you're not the future of Lucha Libre. And we're going to show you because he's going to wrestle one of them. And we don't find out which one, but I was pretty sure it was going to be Garza.
It was. Give me a sec. Double checking notes.
Oh, it was just. It doesn't really matter. It was one of the other guys. It was
Angel.
Yeah, Angel Garza. So who's only Angel now?
No, it's Angel now. Who's this Garza guy?
Exactly. Tiffany Stratton is going to wrestle poor Meechan. So Meechan, her boys went back to NXT. AJ is not talking to her. And correct. She's all by herself. And she's on job. She's on jobber duty.
Yes, sir.
Did Meechan show some aggressiveness to try and get a pin? But really, this was all about Tiffy's Alabama Slam and Tiffy's perfect moonsault. She's finally getting that moonsault down, Greg. And now you can see why people in NXT were high on this young lady. And the crowd loves Tiffany Stratton.
So two things. One, that moonsault looked great once she got up there, but having to go twice to try to get your hops right doesn't work well on live TV, just saying. Maybe I would have not gone for that finale move there. Maybe I would have changed it into something else and then gone and done it a second time so it didn't look like I was trying to recover from messing up on my timing. Two, WWE needs to get their head out of their ass, and I'll tell you why. The most impressive thing in this match was not shown on replay, and it is Tiffany's tumbling part where she goes from one corner to the other and does her gymnastics tumbling routine and then ends up with a splash in the corner. That is, all right, I hate to use the word, that is money. And yep. WWE needs to capitalize on it. They didn't show one replay of that. She does something that no one else on the roster can do or is doing.
Or can do as well. Like, there are people who do flippy things, but not like that. And not even the guys. Like, she is, it's flawless. And Barbie's popular. And she's the buff Barbie. Like, they just need to run with this.
Now, I hated that. This is, when she did the whole flexing her arm thing, all I could think of was, are you trying to be a cheap version of Raquel Rodriguez?
Dana Brooke. That's who I thought of immediately.
Oh, Dana Brooke. Okay. All right.
Blonde, yeah, I would... can do flippy stuff, except that Tiffany is... Oh, poor... Sorry, Dana. Like, she's not a bad wrestler, but Tiffany's already better than her. And I feel guilty.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's whatever. It was a showcase match, and I don't know what they're going to do with all these loose ends for WrestleMania.
Do you feel that, this was 100% a showcase match? Yeah, that's the best way to describe this. There it goes. Okay. I need me some more Tiffy time. I don't know.
Well, you know what I don't need? Moping AJ Styles.
Oh, God. Yeah, this was rough, yo.
He was sitting there. He was upset because he got mad because LA Knight took his spotlight. He thought his stuff was funny until he tried playing games with him. And then he lost his cool. and he flew halfway around the world just to take him out of the Elimination Chamber. Hey, AJ, if you had attacked him on SmackDown or Raw in America, you could have spent the weekend with your kids, you dummy. But instead, you flew all the way around the world just to prove a point. And Greg, you know what's worse than that? It's
what's worse?
LA Knight still with the chair and beating up a TV, calling AJ a coward. You're not even here tonight. And he's swinging the chair like a madman.
Yeah, I'll take crap I don't care about for 200 outlets.
What night of WrestleMania is this going to be on?
I don't know, but speaking of things I don't want to see, then we get Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got to go back. Speaking of which, Bobby Lashley and his kids, I think we're covering that on WrestleMania weekend. Because it's making it on the SmackDown. It's not making it on WrestleMania.
I don't even know. I don't even know anymore.
In the Andre Battle Royal.
I look forward to the Andre Battle Royal.
You know what they should do? If they really want to have, if they're going to put 3 or 4 people in the Hall of Fame and they want to give Paul Heyman lots of leeway, give us a speech on SmackDown.
Yeah. As long as it's not The Rock giving the speech, because you're going to run into the 10 o'clock news.
You're going to run into the 10, maybe 11, probably the 1.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This next little bit. Poof. It was the Tyler Bate thing and they're playing the game. Hey, did you hear about the big controversy with He Who Shall Not Be Named?
I did hear about that and the blurring of images from 2K.
Yeah, it is what it is. Do you know what that game's going for right now for your Switch?
I do not.
137 Canadian.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not paying that.
It's the WrestleMania mode, the WrestleMania 40 years deluxe mode.
Yeah, no chance in hell am I paying $140 for a game that I'll play twice.
Tyler Bate, I don't think he's in the game, but I know Pete Dunne is. So they have them wrestling in the wrestling tag match. You can clearly see one of the guys is Andre.
Yep.
I like this. How? Oh, damn it. Another edit. Okay. Or not. I don't know. Yeah, sorry guys, I'm fighting off a cold. It was, stupid. Dude, stupid. This was so stupid, but I loved it. I laughed so hard. Just the fact that Tyler talks and he keeps interpreting Pete's body language. And you're right, I should be playing games. We should hit the gym and I should figure out what we're going to get for the match. And he leaves and Pete Dunne shrugs his shoulders and starts playing. I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah, this is stuff I really don't.
Dude, he's under 30. Of course he plays video games.
Yeah, and that's fine. I can't get behind these two.
Yeah, I get it. There's not too much to them, but I like the oil and waterness of them. That there's one guy that talks and the other guy is just quiet.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons with the Japanese mafia.
Yes. Oh, I'm just waiting for the quiet guy.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to do something.
And they close the door.
And then he does everything, yeah.
Oh, speaking of waiting, Dragon Lee was waiting for his friends to show up. Because why would you come out to this match knowing that Legato's there and you're by yourself?
Why is Dragon Lee on my TV?
Because he's done his run in NXT.
I really don't care. Like, speaking of things I don't care about, Dragon Lee, add to the list.
Do you know who else doesn't care about Dragon Lee?
Who?
WWE 2K.
Not in the game?
He is in. He's downloadable content. If you notice, every match for weeks has had everybody's stats. They didn't do it for this match because there's no Dragon Lee.
That's hysterical.
Anyways, Angel fakes a knee injury earlier and takes advantage of Dragon Lee, kicks him to the outside, and he's swarmed by the guys, but they don't touch him. The only part about this match that I will remember is the power bomb that I thought they botched, but I think they did it on purpose. I don't think he lost them. I think he just wanted to muscle him up to show how strong he is, because Dragon Lee is a freak.
Sure. I just I could not get into this match. I really don't want to see Dragon Lee on my TV. So I'm, yeah, I
sure. Should,
yeah.
Dragon Lee catches Angel with a, it looks like it gets rolled from a Hurricane Rana into a roll up. 1, 2, 3. And then after the match, he gets destroyed.
Sure.
Does it matter?
Nope. Am I going to remember this next week that Dragon Lee was on TV? Probably not.
Is Dragon Lee getting in on this match?
No.
I have a bad feeling he is.
I hope not.
I think we're getting 3-on-3. I think we're getting Ray, Carlito, and Dragon Lee, and those, and the other two guys will get left out against Angel, Garza. Wait, Angel Garza. I can always forget the other guy's name. The pretty boy. Anyways, and
Garza. Yeah.
Look at this.
Humberto,
yeah, and the Lat Lover, and then maybe we'll get the girls in the match. Like, that's the only thing about these two three-way feuds with the three guys and three guys is one of them is going to involve the women getting in a match, and I hope it's these two, not Scarlett and B-Fab.
Yeah, probably. That's, yeah.
Because we saw B-Fab slap Scarlett, and I'm not sure they could do anything else.
No, you're probably right.
Where, I mean, both of these other women can wrestle. So, yeah. It's weird, though, because this is basically the same feud. We have two factions feuding with a female sidekick.
Yeah.
And both factions have 3 to 4 members.
You are correct, sir.
So night one is one faction and night two is the other one?
I don't even care if any of them.
Nick Aldis is supposed to have security that we saw all night watching Seth and Cody, and they had one job, Greg.
They did.
And what happened?
They did not do their job.
So next week, we're going to get Bayley versus Dakota Kai, and Rey Mysterio's back. Yay!
Yeah, sure, whatever.
So business is about to pick up because Roman Reigns is on his way to the ring. And 20 minutes later, he's in the ring.
Yes. And then
Greg, our man, comes out. And I had the best comment on the board. I died laughing. Do you know what I said?
No, what did you say?
So The Rock has his new entrance with the lightning bolts.
Right.
And given what happened with Black Adam, I'm not sure that he should be anywhere near lightning.
And I'm sure that is funny, but for someone who is not a comic I am not the person to make that joke against. Because I've really had to deadpan that.
But Black Adam has a lightning bolt on his chest.
Oh, does he?
Don't. And Rock's movie made no money.
Fair. Yeah, no. I Boris is there, like, breaking shit now as we're talking, right? You know that, right?
Yeah, so... Dude, yeah. This was like what, 10 minutes? Like, they stood in the ring, they let the crowd cheer, and then all of a sudden adrenaline is in my soul, something Cody Rhodes, and they're coming out of the crowd.
Yeah, very Shield-esque.
Yep, and it was very, and that took all the way through the commercial. Back from commercial, Cody says, let's just soak this in. It's like, dude, Cody, you're running out of time. You got to finish this promo.
Hold on, before we even get into this, this is where I gotta stop you right here. Because I need to understand something. Brad, I am not a man of fashion. And I'm hoping that you are, or maybe that your daughter or something
who may have seen this. I own a kilt. We've established this as a podcast.
Right. Okay. So here's my question. At what point did it become fashionable in fashion? Something you would wear on a runway to take a fucking sleeping bag and cut holes for arms and put it on. Cause that's what he wore.
It looked
like I've seen better sleeping bags on scouting trips.
Dude, I think there's a game being played in the back. It's like somebody walks around and goes, let's grab this and make it into an outfit for Seth.
I'm starting to wonder whether or not, like, is someone ribbing on him? is someone, did he lose like a poker bet or something to see what can they make him wear? Because dear God in heaven.
He wore a highlighter on Raw. At least this was like a plain color.
Maybe.
Imagine if this was hot pink.
I don't even know. Why are you wearing a sleeping bag? I mean, like, if it was a Snuggie, okay, cool, I understand that. But a sleeping bag?
Dude, why is The Rock repeating his challenge again with the two guys in the ring? Because that's what started this. This promo was really good because of the... It's hard to recap because there was nothing to it. He repeated it. He repeated the thing. And then Seth freaked out. He put the freaking in Seth freaking Rollins and got in The Rock's face and screamed at him. This is a fight for what we believe. This is a fight for the very soul of WWE, and you're on. And Roman laughs and says, you're going to let this clown emoji talk for you?
Yep.
Oh, just. And The Rock's just like, just coming at him. And Cody, and he tells Cody, this is it. Like, when you fail this time, there's no coming back. You can't fail twice in a row. And you're going to fail. You're going to lose this tag match. It's going to be Bloodline Rules, and you're going to lose. And then The Rock with the ultimate rebuttal.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, up in heaven right now, Roman's grandfather's looking down on us, the high chief looking down on us. And he's like, a man I loved and respected. Dusty Rhodes is looking down on us. And he's like, Cody, we're here in Dallas. Wasn't your sister a cheerleader?
I was going to say, this is when he says, why the hell are you wearing a sleeping bag, right?
No, that's not what he says.
Oh, okay, sorry.
He talks about how Dustin's a future Hall of Famer, catches himself, says Hall of Famer.
I was going to say, calls him a Hall of Famer, which is very interesting since there's a story out this week that The Rock is having heavy influence on who's making WWE Hall of Fame this year.
And it should be Dustin. If Dustin's free, they should put him in.
Yeah. Even if he's not free, Dustin should be able to be put in.
Yep. Well, there might be bad blood. It depends. Did they ask for stuff for Sting's last match and not get coverage?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. Dustin should be in. He calls Dustin a Hall of Famer, and he talks about his sister. And he's like, well, didn't you come out 20 years later? You know why? Because you were a mistake. And what do the five fingers say to the hand? What does the five fingers say to the face? Bam! Slap! Slap! And so now they're one slap apiece.
Oh. And then we get that lovely little logo at the bottom, and then you realize that it is 2 minutes to 10, and your ass got to get out the door.
Dude, I bet you there's footage online somewhere where they're getting pulled apart.
I'm sure.
Because that, they ran right up at the clock. Dude, yeah. He didn't get the line out about his dad before the logo came up.
Yep.
I was like, Triple H is pulling a fast one on us. I know how this works. The logo comes up and something else happens. But
I was gonna say, it's Survivor Series all over again, right, Brad?
Oh, God. If CM Punk...
You're never living that one down, right?
If CM Punk came out afterwards, that'd be hilarious.
With
one arm
friend.
In a sling.
Yeah. Such a bad friend.
Well, so... I guess the match is official because we never actually, I guess we heard him say it's on, but.
So Nick Aldis was at ringside. So I think it's official now, whether you like it or not. Maybe next week they'll do a contract signing for this. I don't know. Just to drag this out.
How many more weeks do we have? We have 15, 22.
Four.
Okay. So we got to get a face-to-face signing.
Yeah. Well, next week.
Oh, wait, rock concert. Right. Next week has to be
rumor
a rock
has
concert.
It we're getting a rock concert. And
concert face to face contract signing.
Yeah. As I was telling Brad before we went on air, I'm on special assignment next week. So I'm going to miss the rock concert, but I'm going to be eagerly waiting for that podcast to drop to get Brad's feedback on what is supposed to be a rock concert next week. In Nashville.
Hey, if Logan Paul's going to keep showing up in KSI, I might be able to coax one of the Smack children back on. So James could throw a hissy fit at that whole thing.
Well, hold on. Didn't I throw a hissy fit already? Number one. Number two, yeah, I think you definitely should have a smack child on.
Okay. I will put, I don't know what kind of bribery will be involved, but it is March break. They're getting lots of treats. They'll be fine. That one of them owes me. Actually, technically, at this point, I think both of them owe me. I gave them life, and if they don't show up on the podcast, I'll take it away.
Yeah, I brought you into this world, and I can take you out of it.
Yep, that's what my mother says all the time.
Yep.
Greg, oh boy, I feel like there's a set of scissors that are about to come out. It is time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot we got to do this part. Oh, I was like, okay, signing off, Brad.
Nope, time to finish. Take her home, Greg.
We got to finish our story.
Your SmackDown synopsis.
Oh,
dear God.
I just need to get through the last little bit. I was going to say, I broke Brad. I broke Brad with that one.
No, the cold broke me at this point. I wasn't even like that sick until like I started talking about SmackDown. I'm going to blame SmackDown.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Okay, so Greg, this is the tale of two shows where...
Yep.
We had a couple of big things happen, and we progressed some things, and then you have a bunch of people that are hoping not to end up on this Friday night SmackDown before WrestleMania?
Yeah, maybe. All right, start us off, Brad.
Are we going to show anybody showing up at the arena?
Yes, because you liked it. I'll let you have it.
Yay! All right, I have the sound effects up for the rest of this, Greg. So, right. So yes, we're going to do that, but no, we're... oh, boy, Greg. Oh, Logan Paul has come out to the arena.
So I think that this... I'm actually going to give this two thumbs up, Brad.
Yeah!
However, when it comes to that KSI... Because I have no idea who the hell you are, dude.
How about I thought you were giving it a thumb down because, yeah, we've gone a long time without having anything on the canvas.
Yeah, I actually don't mind any of that stuff. I'm okay with all that. I have no idea who you are, and you haven't explained to me who you are, so I really don't care who you are, and I don't mind that Randy Orton poured your energy drink over your crotch.
Okay, how about the match, the tag match with... Owens and Orton versus A-Town Down Under.
I'm gonna give it one thumb up. So yeah, we're gonna give this kind of in the middle. I thought that there were some great points here, but this went a little too long.
And those boys can bump.
Yep,
they did a great job bumping around. Bailey promo. I'm gonna put them together. The damage control promo / the Bailey promo. Or sorry. The Bailey promo and the Bianca and Naomi bit. Oh, of course.
Don't eat this. This didn't need to be in tonight's show.
And Karrion Kross versus Bobby Lashley and the schmoz at the end.
So sick of it.
It was, boy, oh boy, these guys. Again, I feel like it's the worst version of the same three, same faction warfare we're getting on later on in the show.
This is the Vince McMahon. Let's just redo the same thing over and over again and hope so people don't notice.
The LWO. Oh, sorry. The Legado bullying Dragon Lee.
Yeah, don't care.
Is it Tiffy time, Greg?
It is 100% Tiffy time, buddy.
Yeah.
She was great, and her wrestling's not bad.
And this needs... Actually, I want to see more Tiffy. More of Tiffy.
Vince McMahon's not in the company anymore. You can't say things like that.
I didn't... I said what I said, Brad. I want to see more of Tiffy.
AJ and LA Knight in their dueling promos.
Nope.
Boy, oh boy. Tyler Bates playing video games with Pete Dunne. And I know where this is going. Dragon Lee versus Angel.
Right in the crapper.
The damage control promo with the subtitles.
I didn't even remember this, so like, yeah.
Dude, this show. Okay, and then we're to the end. They lost the kids.
Yeah, we'll keep that.
Yeah.
And the Roman Reigns rock part before the good guys come out. The part all before the commercial.
We're keeping it all.
So we're going with
yeah.
And then everything right up till the plumber's looking down from heaven smiling because Greg gave this a giant.
Yeah.
Yep.
100%. So basically, watch the first 20 minutes of the show. Watch the last 20 minutes of the show.
Yep. The middle is a whole bunch of nothing.
So what you're telling me is we got the SmackDown sandwich with nothing, but it's like I went out and bought you gourmet bread. I went over to the farmer's market. I bought nice crusty bread, maybe some cheese and herbs baked into it. And I took rancid meat and put it in the middle.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, pretty well.
I put bologna in the middle.
Yeah, I still wouldn't go that far, but yeah, no, this is, there's a whole lot of byproducts in this one there, Brad.
Yeah.
A lot of filler.
Yeah. And listen, I think we got a lot of those coming up because we got 4 weeks to WrestleMania and the card is what's left to add.
God knows.
Cause we're going to get some, these two factions, the women's tag titles, the men's tag titles. We have the women's matches announced. We have the men's matches announced. Oh, and little thing called Rock and Roman on night one versus Seth and Cody.
Yeah.
And Cody finishes his story.
One way or the other.
Can he actually lose?
I hope so.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. No, I don't. At this point, I don't want to see Cody win.
You want Roman to keep a title until when?
I don't know, but I don't want to see Cody. If Cody was going to win it, it should have been last year. I don't need this.
2028. Let's let Roman. You know what? Bruno's record is not that far off at this point.
Yeah, I don't want to see Roman lose. So yeah, I want to see Cody. I love this idea that Cody can no longer challenge for the title.
Wow. I did not see that coming.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like,
I'm getting you a Cody Crybaby shirt.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care anymore about any of this. I am excited for the night one match, the night two match. I am more interested to see how it's going to play out. But the ending, I don't want to see Cody win this now.
You know, I think I have a better idea. I have a better idea for a shirt for you.
Ooh. I'm scared.
Yep. I think our first new piece of SNME merch needs to be a taco themed one.
Oh.
I can get you an I Heart Taco shirt. I think it needs to have somebody's face on it. I can't picture who that is.
Do you know, there was a famous man named Taco who said kickers are the strongest.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, maybe, just maybe, I don't know. But yeah, Brad, we should call this a night. It's late, you're sick, and...
And there's way better stuff on this network to listen to. You can listen to the Raw Dogs, where a taco-loving man and his little dog Randy will be there singing about bananas and tacos every Monday. You can hear two doses of Steve Swift covering Portland and NXT. You get All Elite Geekly, where you can learn about geeky stuff. Plus, you can hear what's going on in AEW wrestling. You get the Grants, who cover Collision, and they'll be doing their Collision catch-up after, as you follow Mr. Grant and his wonderful trails around the indies. You get live audio wrestling and Sunday night's main event. Your Super Sundays are back, and we'll be back next Friday. Well, I'll be back next Friday. You'll be on merch break.
I will be on special assignment, hoping to rejoin you in a week's time, Brad. Yeah,
It's our own speed bump on the road to WrestleMania.
Yes, it's what was that pay-per-view called?
Roadblock.
Was it Roadblock?
Because it was, Fastlane. There was Fastlane and Fastlane? Roadblock.
Yeah.
Because Roadblock is now an NXT show. Fastlane. We're in the Fastlane.
Yeah. We're in the Fastlane to WrestleMania, and I just take the detour to be not here next week. So
that's fine. We'll make do, and I'll be back next week, and Greg will be back too. And until then, we're still the ones.